So Rosh Chodesh El. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Tavkuf Pe'alav, Ne'agim lokum be'ashmorez omar slichos et tachanunim, that the meaning is to wake up in the morning to say slichos et tachanunim, v'Rosh Chodesh El, ve'elachat Yom Kippur, from Rosh Chodesh El until Yom Kippur. That's the meaning of the Sfardim, that they say slichot. Aga, the Ramo says, U'minag b'nei Ashkenazim noken. Ashkenazim don't do that. Ela, v'Rosh Chodesh Ve'ela matchilim litko achar atfilo shachris. You start blowing shofar after shachris. That's what we do. Okay? And slichos we only say at the end. Now here, when the Ramo says you blow shofar after shachris, the Ari Kedem quotes from Rabbi Yoshe Be'er that in Lita they took this Ramo literally. That the minhag was to blow shofar after shachris, even after Ledovid Hashem Uirevi'ishi. And during the on Rosh Hashanah, they blew before, right? And they took it literally. And the question needs to be asked is two things. First of all, slichas, you say slichas, that makes sense. But why tkiya shofar? Meaning it looks like such a cop-out that that's why I didn't say slichas, and they spend all this time, for us blowing shofar is enough, number one. And the question is also, you know the shofar is tefillah. I mean, we saw so many times, Shomea called to us, Amu Yisrael Barachamim. So if it is tefillah, why here, and we do on Rosh Hashanah specifically in davening, why Elul, the Hakpod, is to do after davening, Achar Shachris. Even by us, that we do the Dovid Hashem Urivishi before, but it still is after Shachris. Why did Kiyas Shofar have to be after Shachris, and how does that replace Lichus? Question number one. The Ramo, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and he says in Seif Beis, "V'nagim b'mnoteinu v'rosh chodesh el yom kippurim lo b'rachol yom ha'chag gmar tefillah mizmor l'dovid Hashem Uiri." We say "Mizbruchav Zayin l'dovid Hashem Uiri v'ishi boker v'erev." Twice a day we say that. V'oyim rachav kaddish. Now boker v'erev, we know the machlokes in Sfar and Ashkenaz if it's mincha or ma'ariv. Now where does this minhag come from, and what's the reason? So I think the earliest source that I'm aware of is from the Sefer Shem Tov HaKotan, which was a Talmid in 1740, and he was a Talmid. He is basing himself on the Kisvei HaRi, and he goes and he says this, the Kesar Shem Tov. Halecha Soid Godel, I'll tell you a Soid Godel, Kol Oyim Meraz Mizmo Zem Rosh Chodesh El Ad Achra Simchas Torah, anybody who says this Mizmo, Afilu gzer aro nesuna ala odom min ha-shamayim, even if the chashom is gzera, yechoyli levatla. You could cancel that gzera by saying Mizbruchav Zayin. Umevatl ma'ir alav kol ha-bekatrigim v'sotnim ma'retrisan, he takes away all the dinim. Umevatl kol gzeros kois, me'alav kol gzeros rozer koshes. Meaning he takes away all the gzeros koshes, v'yoyitze bedimu zaka bedin. Should say it every day. We have the ability to destroy the Mekadrigim. So that is a Makor, that he has really a great power, and you should say it twice a day. Ve'atam. He says, why? Because they are here, he says, Lekach Kosav Hari, he says like this, why? V'amizmor hazeh, yesh Yud Gimel Shem Misavaye, the Yud Gimel Shem Misavaye, Keneged, the Yud Gimel Nimel, Gimel Chere Rachme, they are 13 Shem Avaye. And that's how you say. That's number one. And continues, and he says, ולכן יש במזמור זה קוף מם חס תיבס, with the 148 words, שאוי לגימטריה שני פעמים עד, which is 74 twice, the word aid, which is twice, והוא שם הקודש ונוירה, and that's the name, אחדתם א', חוב דלתת מם, which is also 74, and he says, and this, the אחדתם, and the aid is the Shem Sham Mokom HaBitochen. That's the Mokom HaBitochen. Vezer Shom HaPosuk Bitchu B'Hashem Adei Ad. And that's why the Hashiv was important in this Mizmor. And again, the question is, number one, why 13 times you Yudke Vovke, what's the Chashivas of that? And what's the Ayin Dalet, 74, Keneged Achter Tam, you say twice, and that's the Chashivas of the Mizmor. Meaning, what does that mean? What does the Achter Tam have to do? What does the 74 specifically? What's the Kesher, what's the relationship to this Mizmor? And why is it so powerful that that's the way to prepare for Rosh Hashanah? That's question number two. And the question number three is that with the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar, the Rambam qualifies, and it says, when the Gemara says that you have to say psukim of Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, the Rambam says and qualifies that the Ksuvim have to be Misefer Tehillim. And the question is, what's special about Sefer Tehillim? So Rabbi Yoshebeer, in his Chidushim, written by Rav Shechter on Rosh Hashanah, and he says, if you look at Psukei Tehillim, they're used in the tefillah. Whenever people are sick, people say Tehillim. And Slichus is always Slichus, Psukim of tefillah. And he says, why? Dafka, because tefillah has a din, Tehillim has a din of tefillah. Every Torah is a din of Torah. Here, the Pasuk by David HaMelech says, Vani tefillah. So the chashivos of this Psukim is because this Psukim have a din tefillah, and Chazal wanted that on Rosh Hashanah should be a din tefillah. It should be said. Now, even though the Medrash says the Bikish David HaMelech Lasso is Tehillim Kinegoyim Ve'ohalois, so Lechoira, the Nefesh HaChaim says already that he wanted to turn it into Torah. But I've heard from somebody, Berchosh Veit called Rav Aker, he says if you look at the Yerotzon, the Yerotzon that we say in Tehillim is that we say that Kodesh Bochu should be Machshev, should consider our Tehillim, Ki'ilu Amorim David Melech Yisrael Ba'atzmo, as if David HaMelech had said the Tehillim on himself. The question is, how can we go ahead and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should consider if David HaMelech said, meaning Vechtesi? We do see that this is something that never happens. Why specifically here? So Rav Aker is just saying, because Negoim and all, if you look at Negoim, what's unique about Negoim? The uniqueness about the Goyim is that the Kohen, the Ram quotes that if he have a shreite or a cotton that he cannot pass on himself, somebody could stay next to him and pass him, and the Kohen cotton goes ahead and makes it happen. So you see that you don't need kavona. As long as you're following the ritual, that's okay. So David HaMelech wanted to make sure that the tefillah here of Tehillim is like Negoim and Ohalois, that you don't need even Kavona. As long as you perform the ritual, it has the power to do it. Ohalois is the same thing. The tumor of a tent is that you don't have to touch. As long as you are in the environment, that's okay. David HaMelech wants the tefillah of Tehillim to be powerful enough. That's not only the gather of tefillah, but it's a tefillah that you don't even need to have any special intention, any special thinking. That's why David HaMelech saying, or Poshtid saying, is the exact same thing. That's why we say this, because that was the Bakosh of David HaMelech, that it should be like Negoim and Ohalois. Negoim is that even if you don't understand anything, it's still Chal, and Ohalois you don't have to touch. And the question is, why does Tehillim have this power to do so? So to answer all of this, we're going to go into the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya says the following. And it's on our Haftorah that we didn't say today. The Pasuk says, "V'samti kot koitshim shoisayich." I'm going to do your windows, according to how Rashi learns. Kot koitshim made of precious stones. U'shearayich, and the gates of Yerushalayim will be lev nekedach, will be those burning or those glowing stones. So what does it mean that you go ahead and you put the windows are going to be made out of precious stones? So the Gemara in Perek Chamisha Babas at the beginning of Mechas HaSfina says like this: Omar Shmuel ben Nachmeini, Pli Botre Maloche Berikia. Two angels argue in Shemaim, and the gears of the Alkut is the machloek is between Michol and Gavriel. Chad Omar Shoham veChad Omar Yashpe. The two stones, one says is Shoham, the other one says that the stone is Yashpe. Those are the two kinds of stone that they were in the Choshen. And the Gemara says that the same machloge is Trey Amoroim Bemarova, two Amoroim in Eretz Yisrael, the sons of Rabbi Chiya, argue the same thing. And the Gemara says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lehevei Kedain VeKedain. They should be both Yashpe and both Shoham. The question is, what's Malach Berkiah? Why specifically these two stones? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to say it both. So the Balatanya explains the following. He says, we know that tshuva, the simple pshat of tshuva, is a person to correct an action that he did wrong. But tshuva, the lotion of tshuva, if you look at the language, if you look at the word, is to return. Tshuva is to return to the source. Klal Yisrael, the neshama, is a very high source where we come from. But the ultimate source is the Yechida. The Yechida, the Neshama, has five different levels, which is the Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, the Chaya, and then the Yechida. And the Yechida is the one that connects the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the ultimate unity. And the ultimate unity is that she has the self of the Neshama is connected kibiyochol to the Yechida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Reb Tzadok says, there is a Bechinov, Yehuda Tato is this world. We are subjects. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the king. The Kodesh Baruch Hu created. The Kodesh Baruch Hu rules. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved. But then there is a greater thing, which is monism, that everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But not that we don't exist. We exist as a gilui of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We are the gilui melech. There's no malchus. There's not going to be malchus. There's not going to be melech. It's only yechida. But yechida leyachadach. Meaning we are here to be made. We are our mitzvahs, our existence is the gilui and the revelation of the unity of Hashem. We are His revelation. This idea that a person is a revelation is the concept of Kod Kodshim Shesayich. The world is an enclosure, is a box. We are closed, we have a barrier, we have a separation. Why are precious stones so valuable? Precious stones are so valuable because stones are the densest, is the doimim, is the inanimate, are the ultimate blockage. But if you go ahead and you pressure them, not only they don't become a blockage, they become a source of light. They reflect the light. A precious stone is that not only the stone is not blocking the light, it's actually reflecting the light. That is the ultimate, that's the great value or the great appreciation of precious stones. The windows of Klal Yisrael is not that the windows will be that we are going to have to be able to see out to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just the opposite, that the barriers that we have are not going to be barriers. That's why he says the windows will be made of precious stones. Because it's not that there is no stone, there's no blockage. The blockage in itself will reveal. That's Kodkoid Shimshay Saich. Kodkoid, the word Kodkoid, the word Chavdalet, Kodkoid is two. Because that relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of how you go ahead and you connect and you return to the source, that you become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is two ways. One of them is that we transcend and we look for it and we search for that idea. We look to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We try to see Him everywhere. We reach out to Him. And then, the Sarusa Deletata, always, if we reach out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches back to us, revealing Himself to us. This is the idea also of Ma'aser, right? If you give Ma'aser that you recognize that is not yours, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send you Brocha. This idea of Bitochon, right? If you see and you search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will come to you. Says the Balatanya, if you look at Elul, Dari says that Elul is the Gilui of Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. But we know that Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, the Gilui, is Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. That's from when we say Slichu, we say Yud Gimel Midas. It says that Yud Gimel Midas works differently. There is one Yud Gimel Midas which we go searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you explain his Elul, what is that? That Elul is a Nil Ledoidi. I'm going to search him and then he comes to me. Elul, the idea is the following, that the experience of past Rosh Hashanah, that experience becomes forgotten after 12 months. The month of Elul is the month that we are going to forget. It's like somebody who has Rosh Hashanah is going to lose his memory. So we try to take that experience of Rosh Hashanah and to try to keep with ourselves, to earn, to yearn for it, to search for it, that experience. That is ani ledoidi, that we try to approach you. Gimel midas harachamim is that kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the deepest kesher, is the kesher that's above midas adin, that is the space of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu become one, which is the yechida. That's called Yud Gimel midas harachamim, Yud Gimel begimat reechad. The ultimate rachamim means that there's no separation, that there's a midas adin and we have to deserve. We become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to go back to our source. That is the experience of Rosh Hashanah. Old Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin, to realize that we cannot live in the world which is an Hagas HaMishpat, says the Maharamchal. All the void of Rosh Hashanah is to transcend, to elevate us to an Hagas HaYichud. Midas Adin tells you that we can't live in Midas Adin. That's why the Pasuk Rosh Natur is Betuchim She'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nes, that the only schus of Rosh Hashanah, because Midas Adin is in Oilam Yechoyim Lamoid, we have to go ahead and to go to the world which is beyond Din, which is the world of Yichud, it's Anhogas HaYichud. That's the Anhogas HaBitochim. That's why the ultimate schus for Rosh Hashanah is Betuchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Lev Nes, is the Bitochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Bitochen is the yearning that there is no separate world, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tek. That's a grilui that throughout the year is the Anhog that we have is Anhog as Amalchus, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Noeg. Rosh Hashanah, we search for that closeness which is Anhog as Melech. It's not, it's Hashem Echod. The ultimate Malchus is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. That's how Malchus ends. Elul is our search for that relationship. Rosh Hashanah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back to us. Yud Gimel Mido Sherachamim, that we do in Yud Gimel during Elul, is a Melech Basod, that we look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. We search for Yud Gimel Mido Sherachamim. And then we evoke Mido Sherachamim, because if Ani Ledoidi, then is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vedoidi Li. That's Kod Koit Shem Shaisai, Chov Dalet, is the factorial of the Aleph, Dalet, and Yud. 4 × 3 × 2 × 1. That's the factorial, meaning the combinations, the permutations of Shem Adnus. Those are 24. 24 is connected both Shem Kvoid, Malchus Olam Voed, which is Yichud HaTatoa. The Tikkun of Yichud HaTatoa, which is a blockage, is to turn the blockage in itself into a shining stone. Is to have to realize that this world is not separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the search of HaMelech Basode. And on that search to bring the world closer, that the world should be Kotkoi, the Chovdale, the Tikkun, that it should not be a blockage, but it should actually shine, there is two approaches. One approach is that we go towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he comes to us. That's connected to Malach Michol and Malach Gavriel. Says the Balatanya, Yashpe and Shoyim are the two avonim of Yosef and Binyamin. Yosef is the one that brings the Kedusha down. He is the one who brought the Kedusha to Mitzrayim. He's the one that's Mashpia from Kedusha below. Binyamin is the one that is the Tzadik Mekoroi, that he didn't bring a Kedush Baruch Hu, he was ready to be Mekabal a Kedush Baruch Hu, is the Tzadik Mekoroi. Therefore, he's a combination between Yehuda and Binyamin. Yehuda is all the Mekablim, and together with Yosef, which is the Tzadik Meikori, right? So he's the one who always is ready to be Mekabel. Isarusa diletata Binyamin, that's why he's Yashpe, Yeshpe, he creates a peh to be able to receive. And Yosef, which is, that's the two of them. Malach Michol keneged Midas HaChesed is the Hashpof Makudosh Baruch Hu. Gavriel, which is Midas Adin, is Mitzideinu. Those are the two approaches how we can create from stone light. And this is the Tikkun of El. El is connected Binyamin, it's connected Gavriel, is we prepare the Kelim, because always the Kelim have to be first. You always have to yearn beforehand for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to you. That's why Binyamin only got Yosef, because he called his 10 children Mashem Yosef. He wanted Yosef. He was ready to Mekabel Yosef. Always the Mekabel has to be there. So therefore, Elul comes before, that's Kot Koichim Shreisayich. Mimele, you could understand all the questions I've just asked. Why Tkiah Shofar? The Tkiah Shofar here, the Tkiah Shofar is that deep earning relationship, Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The relationship here is searching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Sode. That's why Tkiah Shofar is after davening on our day-to-day lives. That's why Davka Tkiah Shofar is after davening. If you have the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you search for him in your life, During davening, you could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give to you. But first you have to search Him. Search Him not in Shul, search Him in the world. So that's why Tkiyah Shofar is the hachona for you to give Him Midrash HaRachamim, but is dafka the hachona on the day-to-day lives to search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. And therefore the ultimate avoidance, avoidance HaBitochen. Avoidance HaBitochen, that's the posuk of David Hashem Uyrivish. If you look at the posuk, the perek is HaBitochen Gam Kiyah. The pasuk goes and continues that David Hashem Uri Vishi Mira Hashem Ois Chayim Miyepchad Mikroiv Alai Mireim Lechom Sori Tzarei Vavayli Heima Heima Kosher Vadafalo Gamki. The pasuk ends Kavel Hashem Chazak VeYametz Libecho VeKavel Hashem. Is the idea that you are hoping, you're looking to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything, that you shouldn't fear anything, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you everywhere. That search is Mizmor Chav Dalet. Therefore, the Ge'ach Detam is the Shem Elohim. And if you look at the core of the Shem Elohim, which is Lamed Hey Yud, the Oisus Akoidmus, the source where it comes from is Aleph, Chof, and Dalet. I'm sorry, Chof, Dalet, and Tet. Achdetam is the Shem Shomayim Elohim, where Elohim is Yimatria Teva, that you're looking in the core for its source, for where it comes from. And that's the idea of Eid. Eid, the idea is that whenever you have something, you're connecting to something much higher, something different. Aid is somebody who brings testimony from an event that happened far away, back to the Dayanim. This is exactly what Shema Yisrael is, Alin Dalet. The Ayin Rabasi Shema Yisrael is the Eidus, that here we could see the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's far from it, we want to connect to the source. All of the Mizmor here is that search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And if we search, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to us. Let's say, Dovid Hashem Oir V'ish is the void of Elul. Ani void of Elul is Ani Ledoidi, to be Doidi Li. How is Ani Ledoidi? Is the search of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Is Tkiyah Shofar in this world. We want this world to be a great Tkiyah Shofar. And that's carrying the message of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, the one who is that is David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the ultimate person who didn't see his Melech. But his Malchus is anir chitulas v'loish, is the idea that he is nothing of his own, that he has no metzius. David HaMelech is the ultimate mekabel when there is nothing of zichalein. And that's the tefillah of David. The tefillah of David is a tefillah that you don't even need kavana. It's the tefillah to realize that you are nothing, that you are completely bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That bitul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're looking for, David HaMelech is the greatest proponent. And therefore, all the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, Ksuvim, which is human intervention, which is human action and human creativity, has to be dafka through David HaMelech, who didn't have a self of his own. The selflessness, the beetle of the self, is David HaMelech, which is the paradigm of Rosh Hashanah, which is the concept of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize that we are nothing but Gilui Kvoid Malchusoi, the Anhogas HaYichud. The one who can present that is David HaMelech. That avoidas ha'ichud starts on Elul. That's mitzideinu, that we search for Ichud Hashem. How do we do that? With Mizmor Chav Zayin, which is David Hashem Uiri V'ishi, which is the ultimate Mizmor of Bitochen, and that is when Tkiyah Shofar is basode. Tkiyah Shofar is on our daily lives. If we look for that, for Tkiyah Shofar in our daily lives, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mashpia, and we could mevakesh for the Hashpoz, which is the Hashpoz of Rosh Hashanah, which becomes the light, the guiding light for the entire year.